I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe police are seeking a suspect who pulled a gun on two women parked at a Monroe convenience store. Late Sunday night, two females were in their car parked at a convenience store located in the 1100 block of South 2nd Street. A man armed with a handgun approached the driver and demanded money. The suspect was not able to obtain any money but did steal a cell phone. He then fled the scene on foot. The suspect was reportedly wearing a white t-shirt and white jeans. If anyone has information about the robbery or the suspect, is asked to contact the Monroe Police Department. More than 550 new laws take effect today, passed by lawmakers in the legislative session that ended in June. Slug a referee at your child's sports game, you'll face jail time. 16 and trying to improve your tan, you'll have to head outside because minors are barred from the tanning bed. Want to snoop in your employee's social media accounts? Well, you're prohibited from demanding access. Many laws are minor, naming the Mayhaw tree as Louisiana's official state fruit tree, or offering new specialized license plates for master gardeners and NRA members. Other laws impact healthcare options and change educational programs, but many of the laws focus on crime. For example, aiming a laser at an aircraft and flying drones over chemical plants are newly prohibited, carrying possible prison sentences for violators. Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden says of the Common Core debate that it's a very unfortunate situation for teachers and students that are left hanging so close to the start of school. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on the situation that Darden calls a political game.
Darden says, in his view, the legislature is the one who should be setting the education standards in Louisiana, and they've already done that.
They've set those standards. They've accepted the Common Core standards, which I think is the appropriate thing to do.
Darden says Governor Jindal's act of trying to do away with the will of lawmakers with an executive order is wrong.
All the hoopla that has been surrounding this issue is kind of smacks of what's going on in Washington with the problems we face and the inability to make decisions.
Both sides of the dispute will have hearings in mid-August. Michelle Southern reporting.
The new law goes into effect today that anyone will be allowed to smoke at public colleges campuses in Louisiana. In 2013, the state legislature passed a law requiring all public institutions of higher education to go smoke-free by August 1st. Many schools have chosen to go tobacco-free, like Louisiana State University, according to its Vice Chancellor for Student Life, Kurt Kepler.
Governor Jindal created a WellSpot initiative recently that indicated that he expected institutions that wanted to be considered WellSpots, and there were several criteria for this. One of them was to be tobacco-free.
Kepler says these tobacco-free policies that campuses are adopting all throughout the state rely on the courtesy, respect, and cooperation of all members of the university's community. He says the ultimate goal of the implementation of the smoke-free policy is to change people's behavior.
We're not caught up in trying to fine or sanction or punish people. We're trying to get people to get other people to stop. So we'll be using signage. We'll be using, people talking to other people.
Kepler says the smoke-free policies are becoming a national trend as colleges want to send the message that smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco is seen as a habit that they're trying to stop. The KEDM weather forecast: 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day today with a high in the mid-80s. Few clouds tonight, the low in the mid-60s. This is KEDM News.